Welcome to the Cav Roundup. I'm Sergeant Jesse Granger.
And I'm Sergeant Stephen Roach.
Today we'll tell you how pilots are helping out with the search for missing soldiers.
And we'll tell you how Iraqi soldiers are integrated into their units. You're listening to the Cav Roundup. Coalition forces continue to search for three missing soldiers south of Baghdad. The 1st Air Cavalry Brigade, 1st Cavalry Division, is maintaining 24-hour full-spectrum operations dedicated to the search and rescue of those three missing troops. The 3rd Spearhead Battalion, 227th Aviation Regiment, has supported hasty air assaults and air movements of soldiers and cargo around the clock. The extra flight time means soldiers on the ground are working overtime to make sure maintenance is done on the helicopters to keep them in the air. Although the mission to find the soldiers is the top priority, the 1st ACB is continuing its everyday missions, meaning a lot of extra hours in the air for its pilots.
When coalition forces began standing up the new Iraqi army over 3 years ago, volunteers were not hard to find. The challenge was finding experienced non-commissioned officers to lead the new Iraqi troops. The Iraqi security forces have come a long way since then. Sergeant Cap Kim tells us how the Iraqi Non-Commissioned Officer Corps is stepping up to lead the Iraqi troops of tomorrow.
For the Iraqi Army's newest recruits, training can seem like a blur. After just 3 weeks of basic training, they are sent right into battle with their units. First Lieutenant Martin Ellison of 356 Military Transition Team speaks about their first ever course they had for almost 300 new recruits in something they called the Lions Academy.
Today we are training about 270 brand new Iraqi soldiers to the 3rd Battalion, 5th Brigade, a 6th Iraqi Army Division. These guys all just got out of basic training, and we're going to teach them some basic room clearing techniques before we send them out to join their unit out in sector.
Better yet, the training was almost entirely taught by Iraqi Army non-commissioned officers, according to 1st Sergeant Joseph McFarland of 356 MIT.
With numerous NCOs that they had really stepped up to the plate. It was very surprising for them. They know the various TTPs of checkpoint and enter and clear room, and many times just as well as our junior NCOs in the American Army.
And in the future, McFarland said there will be more training such as this for 356 Iraqi Army Division's newest recruits, with their non-commissioned officers in the forefront of the training. Reporting from the International Zone's Cross Sabers in Baghdad, Iraq, I'm Army Sergeant Cap Kim, 2nd Blackjack Brigade, 1st Cavalry Division.
That's it for the Cav Roundup. From Baghdad, I'm Sergeant Stephen Roach.
And I'm Sergeant Jesse Granger.